So joining us today is the author of a brand new book, 88 More Ways That Music Can Change Your Life, and it's author and musician Vincent James. Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
So great to talk to you, really. So what a great career you've had, and what an interesting book that you've put together. So tell us all about your career, and because this list of names of people that you've worked with is just so extensive. Everybody from you know, Kenny Loggins to Pat Benatar to Sarah McLachlan and everybody in between. So tell us a little about your background and about this great book that you come out with.
Well, sure, absolutely. So, you know, this shortest story is my wife and I decided several years ago to put out a book called 88 Plus Ways Music Can Change Your Life. And we gathered stories, inspirational stories, of how music impacted people's lives from all over the world and put them together in a book. And that effort kind of snowballed into more music education advocacy, where we eventually launched a nonprofit and founded two international music holidays, Teach Music Week in March and Kids Music Day in October, which the sixth annual is happening tomorrow, October 1st. And we now partner with over 1,000 music schools and stores to help us celebrate each year. And the celebrities that you mentioned, along with many others, are our Kids Music Day ambassadors that help us promote the value of music education and create more awareness for Kids Music Day.
And, you know, it's very sad that music education is absent from so many curriculums right now. It's really a very, very sad thing, because they say that in addition to just being able to edify yourself personally through music, music actually helps with mathematics skills. So tell me, why is music important as part of a kid's growing up?
Well, it's, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, music education, when kids are exposed to that and have that throughout their developmental years, you know, they do better in math. They do better in science, better reading comprehension. They also develop a lot of soft, you know, what we consider soft skills that are equally important. You know, patience, discipline, and perseverance. You know, when they're learning an instrument, they realize, you know, how what they can accomplish, and it builds their confidence, which then translates over to, you know, that hard math problem they're trying to figure out, or that science experiment they're trying to figure out. It's all part of building, you know, the whole child growing up. And, you know, I like to say that, you know, we're not trying to create, you know, professional musicians out of everything we do with our advocacy efforts. You know, a few will. But what we're trying to do is give every child the best chance of success, you know, no matter what career path they choose later in life.
You know, another interesting thing, Vincent, I deal with a lot of teenagers in my work, and I have found that the teenagers who were quarantined during the pandemic period, those who had musical instruments in their lives, coped with the isolation so much better as well. So they felt connected to the greater universe through music.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we also saw, you know, increase in many new, you know, kids and adults, you know, starting to take on an instrument as a way to create an activity they could do by themselves. And then some of them would share that, you know, online, you know, through performances. And it's very therapeutic. I mean, just when you can sit down at the piano or hold the guitar, the ukulele, and just start strumming along, maybe playing one of your favorite songs, you forget about everything else that's going on in the world, and your mind is totally on the music. And when you can do that, you become more grounded and, as a result, happier.
It's very true. So tomorrow is the big day. What happens tomorrow?
So tomorrow, yes, is the sixth annual Kids Music Day. And there are, this year, you know, the pandemic is kind of limiting things a little bit, but there's 600-700 music schools and music stores and other music organizations in 12 different countries that are offering some sort of special event or promotion to celebrate Kids Music Day. From tomorrow is the official day, but the events go on between October 1st and October 10th. And, you know, people can locate what's going on near them by going to the kidsmusicday.org website, just plop in your zip code, and up will pop what's happening around you. And we do this as a way of just trying to get, you know, more awareness for families to know that, hey, these music things are going on around them, and to get the media like yourselves talking about it so that more families will take advantage of it and get their kids playing music because we know the benefits they'll ultimately receive.
I think that you're so right on. It is such an it's an emotional outlet for so many people, and it really has helped with so many educations too. So, what kind of instruments are going to be discussed tomorrow? Is it about the instrument, or is it just about the emotional and psychological and mental benefits of music? What are some of the topics they'll be talking about?
So what actually happens, you know, I'll say October 1st through the 10th, some of these events include like instrument petting zoos where there are guitars, ukuleles, keyboards, percussion instruments, strings, all different types of instruments that kids can come in and interact with. It's like a Please Touch Museum for musical instruments. There are free lessons being held, group lessons and individual lessons, some places in person, some places online. There are instrument donation drives happening. Basically, any kind of event that you can think of that would benefit or celebrate kids playing music, that's kind of what's going on. And it runs the gamut from, you know, country, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, pop, you know, all classical, all different styles of music are being addressed by what we're doing. Because it doesn't really matter what music you're drawn to, it's just that you're bringing it into your soul a little bit and, you know, making it, you know, work for you.
All right, so, Vincent, I think it's very important that people who want to get in touch with the not only the events that are starting tomorrow, but just with the foundation and to learn more about what music, because again, sadly, music curriculums are missing from many, many schools right now. And so the kids that used to be exposed to being in bands and everything are not having those opportunities. How do they learn more about what you're doing?
The best way to find us would be just the website keepmusicalive.org. So keepmusicalive.org. And from there, you can get to Kids Music Day, Teach Music Week in March, our instrument petting zoo programs we do, and all the different advocacy efforts that we put out there.
And this book, 88 More Ways That Music Can Change Your Life, that's still available for purchase or for download?
Yes. So the 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life was the second in the series that was just published, as you mentioned earlier this year, right around New Year's. And that's, you know, another 100 or so inspirational stories of how music impacted people's lives. And both books are available anywhere you can purchase, you know, paperback or e-book. Online or in person, they're available.
And it's a very interesting read, too, because there's so many, you know, not to drop names, but you've got a lot of celebrities in there who are weighing in on the impact that music has in their life as well.
Yes, and we were very grateful, you know, for them, you know, gifting us with those stories. And part of the reason is we donate 80% of the proceeds from both books, to four different music education and service nonprofits. So what we're trying to do, everything that we're trying to do, is just trying to give back to get more music education into kids' lives.
Well, Vincent, I must tell you, I'm very pro-music, very happy that you're doing the work that you're doing. So one more time, we only have a couple seconds left. One more time, tell us where they can tap in tomorrow to be a part of this great event.
Keepmusicalive.org would be the best place to start, and that'll get you to Kids Music Day for tomorrow.
And we are thanking you in advance for all the great new musicians, the budding talents out there, and the kids who are going to find a way to express themselves, maybe the ones that don't speak what they feel, but can express what they feel through music. Vincent James, thank you so much for being part of Preferred Company today, and best of luck to you on this very important event that you're running.